Good morning and shalom. Blessed be the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We want to pick from where we stopped about the book of Titus, chapter number 3, from verses 1 to 8. We are emphasizing that we are created to do good. We are created to do good. It's good to connect to the rest of the sessions that we have done, that the Cretans, believers, had gotten themselves into a maze. They were lost, but because of the teachings that were being introduced to them. Teachings about depending on the law, depending on human efforts for salvation. Cretans was a community of believers that was planted in a very difficult soil. We discovered that there were some strongholds. And one of the stronghold was the stronghold of lies. Paul had pointed out that one of the poets of the Cretans had said that Cretans are all liars. They are evil brutals. They are lazy gluttons. They are rebellious. They are people who drift back. There are people who have poisoned the good dough of the gospel. And so we have been asking ourselves then, how did Paul help Titus so that Titus could support this church in getting out of this situation? And one of the way we are saying is doing good. Of course, we mentioned about 3 or 4 ways. Number one is when you discover that the body has been poisoned by the false teaching, because false teaching always introduces poison to the body of Jesus Christ. It makes the body weak. It makes the body sick. It kills the body, and particularly the body of Jesus Christ. And so Paul was giving ways or some instruction to Timothy, and but by telling him how he can be able to reverse this poison, to neutralize this poison. Number one, we said we need to let the church know that they are poisoned. What kind of poison it is? We have talked about these are strongholds, the lies, the gluttons, okay, the evil brutals, the rebellion. All these are the poisons or the kind of poison. And the extent which they can damage this body. Timothy, Paul made Timothy to understand that. Number two, he went ahead and gave instruction on how to raise spiritual doctors or clinicians. These are called elders. Elders of the church are compared to those nurses, those who can be able to help this church. And he gave the qualities of those elders, nurses, those elders who, you know, the spiritual doctors of this church. He gave them the influence, and he said that they must have an influence or control in themselves. They'll know how to lead themselves. They also know how to lead their spouses. They also know how to lead their children. That's parenting. They can also lead in small groups. They can also lead in the marketplace. And Paul was able to give details of the qualities and characteristics of these doctor elders of the church so that they can help in neutralizing this poison. Number three is the time he gave what we call the wholesome teaching. To promote wholesome teaching is one of the way, number three, to neutralize this poison of error. To neutralize this poison of false teaching. You see, the false teachers taught, and one of the way to undo what they did wrongly was to teach the right doctrine. And Paul calls it the whole doctrine, the whole teaching, wholesome teaching. Wholesome teaching is the one that is intergenerational. One generation teaches another one. Men teaches, older men teaches younger women. Older women teaches younger women. Older men teaches younger men. Older women teaches younger women. You know, those in the marketplace teaches those in the marketplace. So you are supposed to lead from where you are. You're supposed to, to proclaim the teaching. And this teaching, it was purely about Jesus Christ. It was about the death, the resurrection, the ascension, and the second coming of Jesus Christ. You teach it so that you can be able to undo and neutralize that poison. And number four, and the one that we're dealing with here, is doing good. See, they say that, like chapter 3, verse 1 to 8, they say that action speaks louder than words. So Paul told Timothy, Paul told Titus, rather, that let the people know that they were created, they were saved in order to do good. Now, what is doing good? Doing good is more than speaking. Doing good is an activity or an action of helping that other person. It is being not selfish, but other-centered. You allow the others, you consider others better than yourself. Doing good means you do something for the benefit of that woman, for the benefit of that man. And it would be good to realize that some of the way to do good is like counseling. You see, Jesus came on earth to die for us. That is good. The Bible says that God is good. And that is the goodness of God. That's the highest goodness of God. For God to die for us is more than speaking. It is communication. It is speaking. To die. You see, counseling is another form of doing good. Visiting is another form of doing good. And we can continue and continue. And even helping and meeting the needs of the people are also doing good to the people. So Paul tells Titus, this is the number four way of neutralizing the poison that was planted into the Cretan community of believers. Then he told them, chapter 3, verse 1 to 8, remind the people to be subject to rulers and authorities and to be obedient, to be ready to do whatever is good. You see, now he introduces what he's talking about, that just the fact that you are subject to rulers and authorities, that you're not fighting those that are in authority, you're obedient, and you have a spirit of readiness to do good. That is the number one about this goodness. That another one way is do not slander, to slander no one. Be peaceable and considerate, and always be gentle towards everyone. You see, he's giving parameters to which one can be able to do good. Don't quarrel with people. Be gentle to people. Always be gentle to people. Be considerate. Be peaceable. Do not slander. And he gave all these parameters through which one can be able to be good to the person. Then he introduces how that goodness was introduced to us. How God made us good. He also gave us an example that this is what Jesus did to be good. So he said how we were before we became agent of goodness or kindness to others. He said this is how we were, and this is how we, what Christ did. He said, at one time, we too were foolish. We were disobedient. deceived and enslaved by all kinds of passion and pleasures. We lived in malice and envy, being hated and hating one another. See, he tells us how we were before the goodness of the Lord reached us, or before we allowed the goodness of God to change us. But verse 4 says, but when the kindness and love of God, our Savior, appeared, when this goodness of God appeared, he saved us. Saving us is the highest form of good, as we said in the beginning. So he said he saved us. He did good to us. How did he save us? Not because of righteous things we had done, but because of his mercy. He saved us through the washing of rebirth and renewal of the Spirit, whom he poured out on us generously through Jesus Christ our Lord. So that having been justified by his grace, we might become heirs, having the hope of eternal life. This is a trustworthy saying, and I want you to stress these things so that those who have trusted in God may be careful to default themselves in doing what is good. These things are excellent and profitable for everyone. See, Paul really says how the goodness of God caught up with us. Said how we were before, we were disobedient, we are arrogant, we are evil. We were in the same maze of sin and poison. But when Jesus came, he removed us from there. He died for us. This is the highest good. Good, we say, the name good means is what we do for the profitable, for the other people. What we do for the good, I mean for the benefit of that other person. Jesus did this. It's more than declaring, it's more than speaking. And when he removed us out of that, he neutralized that sin, that poison of false teaching. Then he says he has committed us the same ministry to go and worry about those that we left there. And so that's what Titus was supposed to do, to neutralize the evil and the poison of false teaching. Father, we praise you. Thank you for creating us to do good. Help us to realize that we were not good. Help us to know the source of our goodness was the death of Christ Jesus. And help us to be ready to help others so that whatever we do, be excellent and profitable for other people. In Jesus' name.